adorable.
Thank you.
Howdy, Finster. Hey, how's little Red today? Why, he's just a little French fry with ketchup on it.
Oh, my goodness, it's the redhead. Oh, such wonderfully soft red hair. Oh, yes, it is. Oh.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah.
What's the matter with Chucky?
I don't know, Dee Dee. He was fine until a minute ago, and Mrs. Crapchick rubbed her face against his head.
Oh, she probably impinged upon his personal space. That can be very disturbing at Chucky's age. Well, he seems to be calming down now. Come on, Chaz. I'll make you a cup of Earl Grey.
What's the matter, Chucky? Why are you crying?
Never mind, Tommy. You wouldn't understand.
Sure I would, Chucky. Go ahead and try me.
Tommy, I'm sick of my hair.
Your hair?
Yeah. I'm sick of being called redhead and carrot top and a little french fry with ketchup on it.
I like ketchup.
Well, not me. I don't want to have red hair no more.
Chucky, you should like your red hair.
Give me one good reason.
Well, because, lots of famous people in history had red hair.
Really? Like who?
Well, I like Bozo the Clown.
Great. Oh, why can't I just look like everybody else?
What's the matter, Chucky? Feeling bad because you're different, huh? You know, Chucky, everything in the world is different for a reason.
Really?
Sure. The giraffe has a long neck so it can eat leaves from tall trees. The polar bear has white fur so he'll match the snow. The elephant is really, really big so he can smush things with his feet. And there's a very good reason you have red hair.
What's that, Angelica?
Because you're a freak! Chucky is a freak! Chucky is a freak!
Don't listen to her, Chucky.
Why not? She's right. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just gonna be a freak forever.
Hey, Spratz. Haven't seen my latest issue of Swingin' Senior Magazine, have you? There was a great article on bungee jumping with a pacemaker. Hiya, Dee Dee. What do you think of my new look?
You dyed your hair.
Not just dyed, ravenized. In this little tube is Raven Formula 14, the hair dye for the older man who knows what he wants.
Oh, no, Pop. Where'd you get that stuff?
From the TV. It's from the same people who make those unbreakable knives.
Chucky, did you see that?
See what?
My grandpa's hair. It was black.
So?
Well, it used to be white. Don't you see? If my grandpa could change the color of his hair, then you could change the color of your hair.
Don't toy with me, Tommy.
All we gotta do is find that little tube my grandpa had, and your red hair will be gone forever.
What are we waiting for? Come on! No more people running up to me on the sidewalk or grabbing my face or calling me funny names. From now on, I'm gonna be just a regular, normal kid.
I wonder what you do with it.
Your grandpa said his black hair came out of this tube, right?
Yeah.
Well, open it.
Well, I don't see any hair.
Well, maybe you need to shake it out.
Nope.
Shake harder, Tommy, shake harder. Did it come out?
Well, sorta, but it doesn't look like black hair.
What's it look like?
It looks like... yuck.
Yeah, get sticking over my whole head! Yeah, get it off me, Tommy! Get it off me!
I suppose you can say it's partially my fault.
Pop, you left your hair dye right on the table where the kids could get it.
And it's not very well labeled, either.
What was I supposed to do? Lock it up in a safe?
Well, what are we going to do now?
Don't think there's much we can do. That color's going to last a long time.
Oh, it's not such a catastrophe, Charles. Chucky probably won't even notice the change.
Well, Chucky, be prepared. I bet you're going to get a lot of comments on your new hairdo. Hi, Mrs. Whitmore.
Oh, hello, Mr. Finster.
Oh, that's funny. She seemed a bit distracted today. Hello, Mr. McDermott.
Finster.
Oh, look, Chucky, there's Mrs. Crabtree. Hi, Edna.
Why, hello, Charles.
Anything new?
Oh, no, not really.
I don't know if you noticed, but Chucky had a little bit of an accident with his hair.
Well, so he did. Well, Chucky, I guess you're just another face in the crowd now, huh?
It worked, Tommy. It really worked. No one runs up to me no more. No one grabs my face no more. And no one calls me James. I'm normal, Tommy. Just play normal.
That's great, Chucky.
Hi, indeed.
Thanks for coming over, Betty. Why don't you put the kids in the playpen and I'll show you where the leak is.
Hi, Tommy.
How's it going?
Got any adventures planned?
No,
but we can find one.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, wait, you guys.
Who said that?
Me, Chucky, over here.
You're not Chucky.
Sure I am.
No, you're not. Chucky has red hair.
Not anymore. Now I got black hair.
I don't know, Lil. What do you think?
I don't know. You sound like Chucky.
I am Chucky, you guys.
It's true.
Chucky and me made his hair black.
Wow.
Why didn't you say anything before, Tommy?
I don't know. I guess I just forgot he was here.
Isn't it great? Now that I got black hair, no one notices me.
We're going to the park. One, two, three. Who'd we forget? Somehow you just don't stand out as much without your red hair.
Oh, aren't those kids adorable?
Those two must be twins.
And that one in the diaper. See how cute he walks?
You know, I
look at him.
Three.
Oh, it's adorable. I'm with you.
I'd love to have it.
Tommy, did you see what those ladies just did?
Yeah, they talked about how cute we all was.
No, Tommy, they talked about how cute you all was. They didn't even notice me.
Well, that's because you don't got your red hair no more.
Well, I know.
Hello, babies.
Hi, Angelica. What's in the box?
A surprise.
A surprise?
For us?
A surprise for you.
Okay. Phil gets one of these.
Ow!
Tommy gets one of these.
Hey!
And Lil gets one of these.
What about me?
Who said that?
Me! Chucky Finster!
Oh, Chucky, I didn't even see you. Hey, what happened to your goofy red hair?
Me and Tommy turned it black.
So you did. Well, see ya.
Hey, wait a minute! Aren't you gonna tweak my nose or bump me on the head or push me on my butt? Angelica!
Wow, Chucky, you're pretty lucky. Angelica didn't give you a noogie or nothing.
What is it, Chucky?
It's not fair! She didn't even notice me!
You wanted her to push you down?
No, I just wanted a little attention.
I thought you didn't like attention.
I didn't, but this is even worse. Back in the old days, every grown-up on the street would come up to me and tell me how great my red hair was. No one ever forgot to get me a cookie or take me to the playground or push me on my butt or nothing. Now without my red hair, I'm just another face in the clouds.
Chucky!
I mean, sure, maybe my red hair wasn't perfect, but it was my red hair. Now without it, I don't even feel like Chucky no more.
But
no, don't try to make me feel better. It's too late for that. It's too late for everything.
But Chucky, your hair isn't black anymore.
What?
It's turned red again.
It is?
Yeah, come here. ever.
Pop, your hair! It's orange!
Orange?
Here, take a look. You're a regular carrot top.
Yikes, the sunlight must have done something to the color of the dye. I guess it serves me right for trying to fool Mother Nature.
And for ordering hair coloring off of daytime TV.
You're not joking, guys. It's really red again.
Uh-huh. Hey, Chucky, now that you got red hair again, you get one of these.
Thanks, Angelica. Oh, boy, I'm a redhead again.
Chucky, have some more oatmeal. Don't you want your dad to be surprised how big you've grown when he gets back from his business trip?
It's no use, Dee. I've looked everywhere for him. That dog is gone.
I can't believe Spike would run away. Oh, he's never done anything like this before.
Well, there was the time he followed Mr. Henson home.
That's true.
And the time he chased the Johnson's cat down to the 6th Street Fish Market. I haven't been able to face halibut since.
Well...
And the time that he...
Okay, I take it back. He has done things like this before, but I'm still worried.
Yeah, me too. We can't afford to pay for another 300 pounds of kippers.
Hey, let's call Betty. Maybe he's gone over that way.
Did you hear that? Spike ran away.
Yeah, he's probably out seeing his friends.
Well, I hope he comes back soon.
He'll be back before you know it.
Been missing.
It's Spike, actually.
Whatever.
Whatever? That's a dog out there, mister. A lonely, cold, sad dog who needs his family. And I want to hear something more from you than whatever.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Pickles. Do you have any idea how many dogs are reported missing in this city every day?
Well, no.
A lot. That's how many. We don't have the manpower or the resources to find them all. Fact is, a lot of them don't even want to be found.
But there must be something you can do.
Some of these dogs change their names and move to other states. Others just get lost in a seamy canine underworld where they'll do anything, and I mean anything, for a bowl of hearty chunks and a pat on the head. I'm sorry I can't be more help to you folks. Maybe if this department had a bigger budget. But listen, go home. Try to go on with your lives. If anything turns up, anything at all, I'll give you a call.
Thank you, sir.
Why do I have to care so much?
But why did Spike go away like that? Wasn't he happy here?
I don't know. I thought he was happy. We played together all the time. I remember it like it was just yesterday.
I sure hope Spike comes back.
Me too, Chucky. Me too.
I hate to see them like that. I think maybe it's time we thought about getting another pet to replace Spike.
I don't think Stu will go for that.
I know it'll be hard at first, but I think it's for the best.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't she just adorable?
Deed, that's a poodle.
Not just any poodle. This is a poodle with a pedigree. She belonged to old Mr. Philholster. I can't imagine why he was willing to give her up, but his loss is our gain. I'm sure she and Tommy will get to be fast friends. Still, have you noticed that Tommy and Cuddles don't seem to be, well, bonding?
Bonding? Who could bond with that? Well?
I think Mr. Philholster was glad to have her back, although she did bite him the minute she got inside the door.
You think that poople is really gone for good? I don't know, but I sure wish Spike would come back.
Maybe another dog wasn't the right way to go.
I know. When I was a kid, I had an 8-foot boa constrictor and almost ate Drew one time.
Stu, we're not having a snake in this house. Parrots are supposed to be nice.
Nah, I heard they live to be over 100. Who wants something that old hanging around the house?
Hey, anyone seen my trash?
Good point.
Leave it to me, Deed. I'll find the perfect pet.
Me, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking for a pet for my son. Maybe a turtle?
A turtle? Oh, believe me, sir, a pet connoisseur like yourself wouldn't be interested in a turtle. They're nothing but trouble. I mean, you want to talk vicious.
A pet turtle?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the stories I've heard. So far, the turtle lobby has managed to keep them out of the press, but let me tell you, some of them are pretty grim.
I had no idea. Well, what would you suggest?
A tarantula? You bought Tommy a tarantula?
Dee, the guy at the pet store said they make great pets. Here, take a look.
You...
Come on, Dee. He isn't poisonous. In fact, he's even been defanged so he can't bite.
Well, it is kind of cute.
Yeah. I named him Terry. He's completely harmless. Friendly, too. Here, you want to pet him?
Maybe later, Stu.
Tommy, Chucky, I've got a new friend for you to meet.
He doesn't do much, does he?
Hey, let's see if he'll fetch the ball.
$50 for a spider? Still, I can't believe it.
Think of it as an investment, Deed.
Spider in my bed. Got him, though. So, what's for dinner?
Look, Chucky, it's Spike! My daddy brought him back! I knew you would!
I don't know, Tommy. That box looks awful small for Spike.
Tommy, have I got a surprise for you. Ta-da! Kids, meet Tanya and Rupert.
Gerbils?
Wait till you see their specially designed habitat. See, this is the primary living chamber, and this is the exercise area, and this is the social interaction space.
Oh, it's wonderful, Stu. But are you sure the gerbils will be smart enough to figure out how to turn on that cute little jacuzzi?
What are they, Tommy?
I don't know. I wonder if we can teach them to come. Come here, old gerbil, old guy. Hey, where are you going?
Boy, we're not having good luck with all these animals, are we?
Hey, what's up? Didn't you just vacuum yesterday?
Those gerbils have been gone for 2 weeks, but I'm still finding their little presents around.
Presents?
Hey, this isn't a present. It's gerbil poop.
What was that?
Maybe that's where the presents are.
Look, Tommy, the floor's moving.
Tommy, Chucky, are you down here? Oh, thank
you. What? Dee Dee, come quick! The gerbils have reproduced!
Chucky, where do you suppose Spike is right now?
I don't know, Tommy. I don't think anybody does.
Do you think he's happy wherever he is?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I like to think he's someplace nice, someplace warm.
Maybe he's on Jupiter.
Jupiter?
Sure, Tommy. Dogs love it on Jupiter.
They do?
Uh-huh. It's a great place.
Yeah. Maybe Spike's on Jupiter.
Pet experiments haven't worked out very well, have they, Stu?
I guess old Spike was just one in a million. Gee, I wonder where he is now. Poor little fella. Probably cold and hungry, scrounging through the garbage somewhere, just trying to survive. I just wish there was something I could do.
Oh. Who on earth could that be?
Mr. Pickles?
That's me.
My name is Winston St. George. 2 weeks ago, I was walking down the street when I spied a rare Siberian tiger hound worth thousands. I was tempted to keep him to breed, but then I saw your ad.
Spike!
Spike, eh? Well, I've been calling him Knightscroft Squire Muldoon. Well, anyway, with your permission, sir. Squire Muldoon, would you care for one last farewell helping of caviar?
Sir, I can't begin to thank you. Deed, we gotta wake Tommy up.
Oh, it's late, Stu. I think that can wait until tomorrow.
Fridays are amazing. How can Nick Cube's network make Fridays even more incredible than they already are?
This calls for action!
With Incredamazable Fridays. 3-hour marathons of the best Nick Tunes every Friday at 4. On the next Incredamazable Friday, it's a Danny Phantom marathon with a Danny Phantom premiere.
I'm going ghost!
3 straight hours of the ghost fighter who moonlights as a teenager. Incredamazable Fridays, next Friday at 4, only on Nick Tunes Network.
Yeah!
Last teacher, though.